I really can't even believe, like, this nigga Slick bought me out of retirement. I can't believe I'm actually about to get into this shit, but God damn it, Tekashi. We're gonna get into it all. It's been a minute, man. I've been gone. Actually, I've been in CDL school. That shit takes up all of my motherfucking time. I'm in class, like, 92,000 hours a day. Come home, probably get like 4 or 5 hours of sleep, got to study and all that shit. Anybody that diss motherfuckers that get their CDL, tell them to suck my dick. That shit is hard, yo. It's a lot of shit you gotta learn, let alone learn how to motherfucking drive an 18-wheeler, which none of us have fucking driven before, as far as I know. Niggas don't just got 18-wheelers laying around, but it's been a minute since I've been on, but some of this shit on the internet, man, this shit just cracks me up, man. It's like, I gotta talk about it, and I wanna talk about it on my shit. Like, but I can't believe some niggas, man. I can't believe it. But I can, because, like, remember when we was younger, and our older, like, siblings and uncles and shit, like, used to look at us crazy because we would say certain shit, and we would actually believe certain shit? Like, I apologize, man. I see what y'all are going. I see what y'all went through. Like, you just look at these young niggas like, yo, what the fuck is wrong? Like, are you fucking stupid? Like, you are stupid. You're stupid. That's what it is. You are a stupid person. But this is going to be a short episode. I just want to get it. I just want to, like, get my thoughts out about this shit. It ain't really too much to talk about, but I wanted to record it, put it on wax, and motherfucking say what the fuck I had to say. But I just, you know what I mean? Man, fuck it, man. Let's start this shit, man. Rest in peace, the motherfucking Shorty Low, motherfucker. Let's go. Hey, rest in peace, Shorty Low. Hey, sing that shit.
He know what? I've been had cash. I done felt my swag. Scream that shit. They say it from the west side. It must be two sides.
There's no way I can cut this shit off. I gotta let this run. Hey, hey. Rest in peace, Shorty Low. I know this nigga wouldn't show up to a fight with a bunch of federal agents, but I.
Hey, so. Done it all. We done drove them all. LA. We tore out them all. These bitches. We done fucked them all.
Hey, rest in peace, Shorty Low.
Who's that nigga? Rap shit, I done killed them. Fuck system, I did shit my way. We get in till 6 in the morning. Me and my homies.
Hey, what you got? Need some glasses to see? Ooh.
had to let that one rock.
Rest in peace to motherfucking Shorty Low, man. Once again, I'm back. Your motherfucking master of ceremonies, Mr. Earl Fresher here. Keep it a dollar podcast. If y'all hear some sizzling in the background, it's because I'm frying me some chicken. But that's neither here nor there. Welcome to another episode. And this is going to be a quick one. It ain't going to be nothing too crazy. You know what I mean? I just really want to get... I want to get my bars off when it comes to this Tekashi and Meek Mill situation. I really didn't expect to do this. I didn't expect that I wouldn't say have to do this, but I feel like I had to. I feel like it's a lot of dickhead shit going around on the internet. A lot of niggas just saying shit to say shit. A lot of niggas live and die by these internet rules, not knowing that the internet is a real thing, but it's not real life. Like, there's real life that goes on outside of the internet. And I don't think a lot of motherfuckers know that. I wouldn't say they don't know that. I just don't think they really understand it. Because a lot of niggas will want you to be a crash dummy, basically. Like, be a crash dummy. Like, basically, from the last couple days... I beg your pardon. From the last couple days, what I'm getting is... Meek Mill... All right, we gonna back up and just... Everybody knows what the fuck happened, but we just, you know, for the narrative purposes, we gonna just tell the whole story. Meek Mill is in a club in Atlanta, I believe. He's in a strip club in Atlanta. And... he comes out the club, and guess who's waiting for him? Who was the rat in Tom and Jerry? I think Jerry was the rat. Jerry the 6ix9ine was out in the parking deck waiting for Meek Mill with federal agents. We have to make sure that that's said and understood. That he was with federal agents. He was waiting for Meek to come out the club to get a viral moment like he's known to do. He's known to just, you know, do shit for the internet and seem like to his fan. I don't even understand how y'all fans of this nigga or even, like, can see this nigga and see the shit that he do and not understand the shit that he do. Not understand the type of nigga that he is. Like, for like, he grew that fucking beard out. He looked like a fucking Teletubby with a beard. Like, he's... All right, no. That's one of the bad things about recording a podcast from your phone. Niggas would just call you out of nowhere, but that's what that was. But, really, I really don't understand how people don't understand the type of guy Tekashi is. Hopefully you've seen it this weekend and you understand it. Like, a lot, like, I wouldn't say it's everybody, but... 35-38% is a lot for me. Like, when we just looking at the situation. All right, let's break it down. Meek comes out the club. Tekashi, like, all right, put it like this. If you ever been in any type of fisticuffs, any type of altercation with a guy or a girl or any type of altercation, period. When has that person ran up on you with a phone in hand? A phone in hand recording. Like, I'm supposed to believe you really want to get busy. Like, you really want to get down. And you running up to me with fucking offensive lineman size niggas in between us. And you got a phone in your hand jumping and screaming loud, acting like you trying to come at me and all of this. And what? What was I supposed to do? Like, you toll on every single blood in New York City. I've never been a gangbanger. I've never been about that gang shit. I understand it. I get where they come from. A lot of those guys never had families. That's their family. I understand it. I respect it. I've never been a gangbanger or into that type of life. But I do know if you portray a certain lifestyle, whatever comes with it, you're supposed to take it. You're supposed to stand on it. And you're supposed to take what you told on half of New York City. Like, it's a known fact that you're a tattle teller. You tell on niggas. Because they want fucked your girl. They wanted to kidnap you. Well, all of that blood walk shit you were screaming. Sue Wu and all of this shit you were screaming. When what's homeboy name? The blood that was backing you, basically giving you, y'all know his name. I'm forgetting. I'm drawing a blank right now. But when he was standing next to you, was all of that Sue Whoop shit, all of that gangbang shit. You was with all of the shits. And then all of a sudden you found out niggas is stealing money from you. Niggas is fucking your bitch. And bitch, please, we're not going to do the bitch thing. Why she got to be a bitch? Bitch isn't gender specific. As a matter of fact, more niggas act like bitches than women do. So we're not going to do that. But you found out niggas was fucking your bitch. And you found out niggas was stealing money from you. Niggas tried to kidnap you. And that was your breaking point. You decided to put on a suit and go in the courtroom and point niggas out like Henry Hill and Goodfellas. Point blank period. Like, regardless to what, like, y'all, it's a lot of niggas that make excuses for him. Like, yeah, niggas was fucking this bitch. Niggas tried to kidnap him. You don't think, nah. Not if you understand, like, if you understand what the fuck anything in the street is like. And I, like I said, I've never been in the street. I've never been a street nigga. But I do know the codes of it. I know what, if you in that world, or you supposed to be in that world, you gotta stand on all the bullshit too. Because when you blood walk and all of this nut ass shit you doing, it's support, you getting streams, you getting number one records, you doing all of this shit, you reaping all the benefits. But you don't want none of the sucker shit and fuck shit that come with it. So you get in the courtroom, you stand up, you point niggas out, and you tell on niggas. I'm really trying to get the fucking name of homie, man, because damn, man. What was the big blood? Not the big blood. I'll never say that again. I promise you in life. What was the fucking nigga name? Damn. I'm really drawing a blank right now. And he was the only reason why Tekashi was safe anywhere. And I can't believe I forgot his name. That's how quick he came and went. Like, I guess. But you do all of the gangster shit. You find out niggas is putting pipe to your queen. Niggas is robbing you on the low. Niggas tried to kidnap you. And you told on every single blood in New York City. Mel Matrix, who run with Jim Jones, he was one of them. I'm really forgetting homie name. I can't, whatever. I'm just stop trying to even think about it. But Mel Matrix was one of the guys you told on. And you do your little year and some change. I don't even think it was a year. Maybe 10, 11 months. I don't know how much. I really don't. And you get out, and you still talking this gangster shit. Like, I'm befuddled. I don't understand how a nigga that told on niggas, on his own people, regardless to what they was doing, could get out of jail and still put out music and still put out, I guess because the young niggas don't give a fuck about that snitch shit. So it's just, it feels different. It feel like, how are you able to tell on a whole bunch of niggas, come home, put out music, be protected by the federal government? Like, these is Orlando Pace-sized niggas he got with him. And you just able to just put out music and still live your life. How you live your life? You able to roam cities with mad big security guards and all of this shit? That shit is just befuddling to me. Like, I don't understand it, but I do understand it. So you meet Meek in a parking garage. You wolfing, you loud and just loud. Like, y'all respect the loud nigga. Y'all respect the nigga that's gonna scream to, and he say all the triggering words, stupid, pussy, you motherfucker. Like, he say all the stupid shit. Well, everybody, ah, it's funny. Like, but Freeway, Philadelphia Freeway, once said, if you don't stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. What do y'all niggas be standing on? Do y'all stand on anything? Is anything, like, sacred? Everything is just for a laugh? Like, everything is just for entertainment? Nothing can be serious? Nothing can be, like, authentic? Like, I'm really, like, I'm baffled as to, like, as like, how is he still able to move like this? And I'm pretty sure it's because he has the backing of the federal government. Because don't get it fucked up. Don't get it confused or fucked up. This man was running around with federal government agents in a parking garage trying to provoke Meek Mill and trick him off the street. Trick him out of a way to save his family. And you, do you know how many motherfuckers Meek Mill employ? I don't even know. I'm sure it's a lot of niggas he employ that take care of their family with the money that Meek Mill pays them. So he's trying to fuck up a whole situation for a lot of people. And all anybody could sit here and say is, if Meek get on Clubhouse, follow me on Clubhouse at Earl Fresher. If Meek get on Clubhouse and he called Tekashi a rat, when Tekashi confronts him, he's supposed to be ready for all that smoke. I really just said that. That's what I said. That's what I read off the internet. That's what people were saying. So because Meek says out loud that he's a rat, which he is, it couldn't be a bigger Chuck E. Cheese ass nigga. He's a rat. He told on his people he was in the street. He was doing all of that shit when it was beneficial to him. When it wasn't, he decided to tell. He's a rat. When he says that on Clubhouse, Meek is supposed to somehow keep the same energy. Fam. I want y'all to ask yourself one question. If Tekashi Snitch 9 ran up on Meek without federal agents, what would have happened to Tekashi? If it was just him. Or if it was just him and maybe a couple young stupid niggas that wanted to, like, if he didn't run up with big Brian Urlacher looking motherfuckers, and it was just him and a few niggas from the street, and he didn't even have to be by himself, just some niggas that wasn't the feds, what would have happened? I don't think I need to tell that story. I'm pretty sure y'all could put that together. But you niggas don't think 2 + 2 = 4 no more, like, nowadays. At least I'm not going to say everybody. You young niggas. This man ran up on Meek Mill, a man that's doing his activism thing. He was in prison. He got locked up on some shit in fucking 1962, and they put him on 45,000 years probation. He trying to live a different life. So you run up on me with phone in hand, with wild security, wild federal agents behind you, fake holding you back, and you fake trying to get. And then every fucking year, look, we out. Like, you trying to escape it. You trying to jump back in the car. You trying to get your little viral moment just to jump back in the car and say, oh, we did, like, you did the old black shit. And it's like, when, like, I don't wish death on anybody. I'm not even wishing death on Tekashi. But when it happens, and it will happen, I'ma just look to the sky and say, God, you not wrong. Fam, he deserves whatever he got coming to him, because guess what? That music ain't selling. You tried to get Akon to help you. You tried to get Nicki Minaj to help you. That music ain't selling. Nobody wanna hear that shit. And I don't even think your fan base is big enough to where that shit can go platinum, because it ain't. I said on the previous episode how he had a number one record for like 17 minutes. And then that shit was the biggest drop in Billboard history from a number one record to wherever the fuck he fell. And who knows what publicity stunt he pulled off to get it to go number one. I think it was the Nicki Minaj record. It might have been that record, which might have been all of the barbs going out listening to that shit. So I'm trying to understand, you run up on a man with a phone in your hand. Nobody has ever ran up. If I really wanted to get busy, I really wanted to get it on. You mean to tell me I'm running up on somebody with a phone in my hand? Recording? And niggas are sitting here saying Meek was scared. Meek ain't want that smoke. What? So y'all not going to sit here. Y'all didn't see Judas and the Black Messiah? How they use your own or use people to trick you off the street. When they can't do that, they murder you. Let's pray for Meek. Who knows what's next? Because this is all set up, planned. Let's get this man off the street. Because guess what? Had Meek did what you nut-ass niggas would have said he should have did, guess where Meek would be right now? Back in prison. With two sons out here in the world. A whole crew of niggas. A whole crew of dream chaser niggas that depend on Meek to get shit moving for them, to employ them. And in that way, they take care of their families. So you mean to tell me whack ass nigga 100? You mean to tell me that this nigga Meek Mill should whack one and Pistol Pete of the Terror Squad? Both those are the only two guys that I seen just really pushing this narrative that Meek Mill should have dealt with that shit right then and there. So, like, these are not federal agents with him, with Tekashi Snitch 9. He was supposed to jump out the window, kill this nigga, beat this nigga up, pull out a gun, fire shots, whatever the fuck, in front of federal agents. Right? Completely be off the street. So guess what? Pistol Pete and whack ass 100 could look in their phone on the internet and say, yeah, he was a real nigga though. He went out like a real, he in jail right now. He in soups and Cheetos crushed up. He getting them good soups, them good chi-chis. But he went out a real nigga. For you niggas? That's the smart thing to do? Let me risk all my family, everything. All the niggas that depend on me, their family, their kids. I even saw Pistol Pete said a nigga, Meek Mill, should have gave the signal to a nigga to go take this nigga Tekashi head off. I'm paraphrasing. He didn't say those exact words. But basically, handle this. In front of federal agents, right? Right? I'm just convinced that a lot of niggas is the police. And I'm not saying that Pistol Pete is. I don't know about Whack One. I really don't know. I don't know. Like, I was fucking with Whack after he got the fucking, after he beat the two white dudes up. Like, we was just in the middle of some racism type shit. Like, I was never fucking with the nigga because of the shit he did with Nip. But I was like, he beat two white dudes. He stood on his shit. His fist and beat two white dudes up, racist, that was trying to come at it. I can respect that. But I'll never forget what he was doing when Nip passed. And then now this, like, what you were supposed to do was, what the fuck are you talking about? Hey, Whack 100, since you don't give a fuck about your freedom, since if Tekashi could run up on you with a bunch of federal agents and you would still be a real on Piru ass nigga, how about you kill him for the culture? Kill him. Go kill him. And go sit in the jail. And I want to see how long it's going to take before you regret that shit because you can't hug your wife. You can't hug your daughters. You can't do none of this shit with all of these millions of dollars that you got. You stuck in a jail with probably $42 a week on commissary. That's all you got to spend. And you just in there, lost. Your life is lost. You're done. So Meek was supposed to risk his freedom. Fam, any young nigga that's listening to me, I know my little cuz, Max was popping, my guy, I love you, boy. I know he's listening to me. I know all the young guys, or I don't know all the young guys, but I hope some young guys may be listening to this. Being stupid isn't gangster. Like, it's not. And being gangster ain't all of that gangster. Like, if you ain't doing nothing for the community, if you're not trying to teach niggas, if you ain't did no real type of jail time and you came home and you trying to educate people, being stupid is not gangster. It's just stupid. So what I'm supposed to do is to prove to you, whack ass 100, to prove to you, Pistol Pete, that I'm a real nigga. I'm supposed to kill this nigga or beat this nigga up or do whatever in front of federal agents to make sure I get a name from y'all or y'all respect me on the internet. That's what y'all telling me, right? So what y'all really telling me is that I should, pardon me, that was another phone call. But y'all really telling me that I'm supposed to risk my freedom, not even my freedom, the nigga that's standing next to me, that I employ, that has a family, that has a mother, a sister, a aunt, children, that depend on the money that I'm paying him to work with me. I'm supposed to risk him and have him tricked off the street by some rat nigga who we know this nigga body. We know his body. We know how he get down. We know what he doing right now. We know it. We know he not running with no street niggas. None. On no coast and nowhere. No region of the country. No region of the world. Everybody knows that this guy is a rat. No real street niggas is standing next to Tekashi right now. No matter how much money he's willing to pay them. None. So who else is with him? Who else is protecting him? The fucking federal government. We supposed to risk our freedom and our lives and the way we support our family and how we trying to just break this curse of fucking being broke and change all these things within our communities and within our families for this nigga? What y'all are telling me is that he runs up on me with phone in hand, with the phone in his hand. We know you not about no smoke. We know you not about none of that shit you talking about. None of it. We know it. You run up with a phone in your hand and acting like you trying to jump over a bunch of big white dudes. Stop it, my nigga. Stop it, bro. Stop it. This shit is killing me that really niggas is on the internet. Whack 100. Like, I kind of, I didn't, this is not surprising coming from him. Like, Pistol Pete, I'm a little surprised. Everybody with this motherfucking institutionalized mentality because they did 42,000 years in jail and now they out making a little money or doing whatever, they mean to tell me, yeah, he was supposed to do something. What the fuck was he supposed to do? Meek would be in fucking jail right now and whack 100, piss stupid, none of y'all niggas is sending money to his kids, not one of y'all. Y'all not sending money to his grandmother, his mother, his sister. None of y'all are doing none of that. So how in the fuck can y'all sit on y'all internet with y'all phone in y'all face talking about what this man was supposed to do when this man is protected? He's a federal informant. He's not in witness protection. Nothing. Willingly. That don't tell you nothing. The goal is to motherfucking get this dude out. They know he pop shit. They know he say all these words and do all of this bum ass nut ass shit to try to fucking trigger niggas and get niggas tricked off the street, and you niggas is fucking co-signing this shit. Are y'all working with the government too? Y'all ain't no better. And this is directed to the only two people that I heard say some wild whack shit, and that's Pistol Pete and Whack Ass 100. And I know Pistol Pete, but I know his body. I know how he got nigga nickname is fucking like Mr. Rikers Island or some shit like that. If you don't know what Rikers Island is, look it up. Google it. Like, he's been in the jails. That's why I am fucking like, why are you talking like this? You don't see the blitz. You can't see the blitz. You can't see the blitz coming right at you. This is the blitz. This nigga just tried to trick Nico off the street, man. Niggas is just sitting around acting like, yo, it's cool. It's all right. Like, this the snitch nigga. Niggas is giving points to the snitch nigga. Whack 100 said the snitch rat nigga is up one and the rappers is down. So it's one nothing. Like, what are you talking about? I'm truly lost, bro. I'm truly lost. I don't understand. That's how I feel about it. I really don't understand how niggas is even... It's baffling to me. Before I heard anything, I knew that Tekashi was running with federal agents. What was he supposed to do? What was Meek Mill supposed... What was his people supposed to do? And just people on the internet just saying, yeah, you run your mouth, you call people rats on the internet, and then when it's time to get it on, you know what I mean, you look like you don't want to get it on. You look scared. Who the fuck think Tekashi really trying to get it on? Who really think Tekashi want to get it popping? If you do, you pussy. Period. Point blank. If you thought Tekashi really wanted to fight Meek, if you really think Tekashi was trying to get at one of Meek Mill peoples, if you really think that, you're a pussy too, right along with him. Come on, man. This internet shit is crazy. Niggas do anything for this internet shit. Get on the internet and say anything. Like, it's like, come on, man. Like, some things is just right there for you to see. Right there for you to see, man. Right there. This shit is obvious. This is... Fuck, man. That's all I want to say about that, man. It's just when this little nigga die, because it's going to happen, bro. It's going to happen. The federal government ain't getting no results for the shit they got Tekashi doing. He ain't selling no music, and you ain't getting no niggas off the street, because that's all that was. You just trying to get Meek off the street. His influence off the street. That's it. So the government eventually is going to be like, all right, my nigga, what good are you to us? Like, you're not getting nobody locked up. You already got all the non-trade gangsters, whatever that blood set is in New York, you already got all of them locked up. They done. You're not doing nothing for us like now. Like, so eventually it's going to be a point where he's on his own, assed out. And guess what? Somebody's going to put a motherfucking watermelon-sized bullet in his eye. And then what, it's going to be rest in peace Tekashi? He was the realest nigga to ever do it. Like, I could see it coming. Like, you niggas is fucking clowns and nutty. I can't believe it. Like, this shit is crazy. Shit is really crazy. I really don't understand. Shit is crazy. But that's all I got to say about that. Also, rest in peace to Vincent Jackson. He's a former NFL wide receiver. He played with the San Diego Chargers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I just read on TMZ that he was found dead at 11:30 a.m. on Monday in a hotel room by a housekeeper. Saying there's no signs of trauma. So, I mean, it might be like, I don't know. I don't know what an NFL player could have OD'd on some pills. I'm not sure. I don't want to sound insensitive. But rest in peace to Vincent Jackson, man. He was definitely one of those guys that was a beast out there on that field. I remember seeing him play for San Diego and for Tampa Bay. So rest in peace to Vincent Jackson. Shit, man. What I want y'all to do is motherfucking stream all Nipsey music still. Still stream all Nip shit. He still get paid for all his shit. Like, stream his shit. That was a real nigga. And it had nothing to do with no street shit. It's just how he fucking... How he carried himself. You know what I mean? The shit that he was ready to do for his community. They took him out. You know what I mean? Like, so, man, it ain't much to say, man. I'm gonna probably get out of here with a record. I want y'all to share this, comment, leave voice notes. Let me know how you feel about this shit. Let me know your opinion. If your opinion is some nut, I ain't gonna hold you. If your opinion is some nut ass shit about this Tekashi nigga, like, either you're probably 16 years old, which I wouldn't give a fuck about anyway. But don't say no dumb shit, honestly. I mean, I really don't care, but I'm about to get up out of here, man. I'm gonna leave you with a little Nip. Look at Wack 100 looking like a fucking doofus. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. I'm about to get up out of here, man. Let's go, man.
And this is what it feels like. Feels like, feels like.
Rest in peace, neighborhood.
Cause a nigga is special first. You get successful, then it gets stressful thirst. Niggas gon' test you, see what your texture's worth. Diamonds and pipes, wonder what pressure's worth. Street niggas, still I get checks and skirts. I'm from peace, but before I get pressed, I'm hurt. Better days, pray for, but expecting worse. At this level, bullshit, I'm just less concerned. Cruising in a six, looking at the proceeds of rap music on my wrist. Drop another mixtape, my shit booming at this bitch. Young Malcolm, I'm the leader of the movement.
Watch Judas and the Black Messiah too. You know I'ma let the GOAT verse play. Greatest rapper to ever do this shit. And this is what it feels like. Scorpion bricks, way before Orbeez double disc. 40 on my lap, clap, sound like 40 did the mix. Filtered bass, sip coke, like a Michelin star chef. Chef, kiss to my wrist, I go dummy with my left. IRS on my dick, try to audit all my jets. Too late, you know they hate when you become more than they expect. You let them crack a storm, your capital put their feet up on your desk. So yeah, you talking tough to me, I lost all my little respect. I'm selling weed, been an open thing, bringing folks home from the feds. I know the payback gon' be me, I'm saving all my little bread. For me, y'all, one day I'ma have to pray for these thoughts. Real niggas is distinct, it ain't safe for me. My daughter killing niggas in their own hood. That makes sense to you with all your words. You bridge to the other side, you know you can't swim across. Y'all know niggas can't swim, they fried my guy, we died. Y'all know niggas can't win, you never land with your facade.
I arrived on the day Fred Hampton got assassinated, just to clarify further.
Which I gave birth is the chairman mixed with
left foot. Big step on the jet with my legs crossed.
Black stones
on my neck, y'all can't kill Christ.
Black Messiah
is what I feel like.
Shit ain't gonna stop
cause
y'all still
cuss. We gon' turn up even more cause y'all kill cuss.
What it feels like. This is what it feels like.
That's how we gonna end this motherfucking episode. I just want you niggas that's supposed to be real niggas, and I guess you're not real niggas because you do dumb shit, but stop supporting this snitch nine shit, man. Think, use your head, man. Shouts out to Meek Mill. Keep putting out the motherfucking bangers. Keep thinking. Keep using your fucking head. Pause. Period, man. Like, y'all niggas gotta cut it out, man. But I'm not mad because y'all had me. I recorded something tonight, so I'm not mad. But only reason why I haven't been giving y'all episodes because I've been, like I said, I'm in CDL school, man. And I take my CDL test on Wednesday. And hopefully I'm the fuck up out of here after that. I go to Tennessee to do my orientation and all that, but I need y'all to be good, stream this shit, listen to this episode, share it, tell your friend to tell a friend to hate on this shit, it's all good, you know what I mean, unless they under fucking 24, I really don't care about their opinion, but I'm the fuck up out of here, yeah.